Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever feel like you moved into your dream home only to realize the neighbors are, well, a little extra?
Oh, absolutely.
This deep dive is all about your experience. Remember those downstairs neighbors? The noise complaints? The interesting approach to trash? We're going to unpack all of that.
What's really fascinating about what you went through is how common it is. These unspoken agreements we have in shared spaces, they can break down so easily.
Totally. Like, we all have an idea of what's reasonable when it comes to noise, but where's the line? You were amazing about documenting everything, the 4.45 a.m. wake-up calls, the creative waste disposal. It's clear it was more than just a few creaky floorboards, right?
And that documentation is so important. It's not just for venting. Think of it like a tool. Imagine if you had to go to your landlord. A timeline of incidents. Way more impactful than just saying, they're loud.
Oh, yeah. Exhibit A, Your Honor. You're building a case, basically. Okay, but let's rewind. You're moving with the family, excited about the new place. Set the scene for us.
Well, you mentioned sensing a shift almost immediately. Even before the big stuff started happening, there was tension, right?
Yeah, she described this almost instinctive reaction to that first encounter, the hammering. Remember?
Yeah.
She cracked the door just a bit and felt off.
Oh.
Like instantly on edge.
That's our homes,
yeah.
You know? Even shared ones, they're extensions of us. Any intrusion, especially early on, can feel threatening. It's primal. Like, back off my territory.
And when you've got a 10-month-old little, what, you're already on high alert, so it makes sense that baseline unease gets amplified.
Oh, totally. Now, we have to talk about the trash throwing. That detail, at first it's funny, but it speaks to a deeper dynamic, right?
It's wild. Clearing the yard multiple times, even calling a tree trimming service. Just to be sure.
It's classic. You were trying to regain control in a situation that felt totally out of control, that proactiveness. Even if it comes from frustration, it's something we see in successful conflict resolution all the time.
So she was, without even realizing it, tapping into really effective strategies.
Yeah.
Documenting, analyzing, like a regular Sherlock Holmes of the suburbs.
Exactly.
But then we get 4.45 a.m. That's when it goes from annoying to dot concerning.
And this is where that gut reaction, throwing open the door, it was actually a really good move.
Really? Seems like the opposite of what you'd want to do, confronting someone at that hour.
Think about it. By doing that, you disrupted the anonymity of it. He wasn't just a noise anymore. He was a person being seen. Like, hello, I see you doing this thing. It's actually a really good example of what's called the broken windows theory.
Yeah.
Basically, small transgressions, if they're not addressed, they can become much bigger problems.
So even half asleep, she was an accidental negotiation genius. But this incident, it revealed something else, too. It wasn't just noise, right?
Right. You mentioned your decision not to attend their church. Even your blue hair at all became part of the problem. That suggests a clash of values, maybe even them seeing you as an outsider.
Which, unfortunately, can make everyday annoyances feel so much worse.
It really changes things, doesn't it? Suddenly, it's not just turn down the bass, it's about what that bass represents, you know?
Right. It's like their lifestyle was shaking the foundation of your lifestyle.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting, because how often do we internalize that? We think, maybe I am overreacting. But you are documenting everything, which we always say is so smart.
Oh, yeah. Dates, times, decibel levels. You are on it.
It's about recognizing those patterns, right?
Yeah.
Seeing how things escalate. You mentioned the noise complaints, the trash. Even the kids playing in the yard became an issue.
It's all in the file.
Exactly. This wasn't just a vibe. It was a pattern of behavior.
Okay. So at this point, you've got your evidence. You've tried talking to Mr. Harris. You even tried formal mediation, which, tell me how that went.
And this is where your deep dive is so insightful, because formal mediation, it only works if both sides are on the same page, even a little bit. They have to be willing to find some middle ground.
Which in some cases just isn't possible.
Right. Like, how do you compromise on core values? It's just not realistic sometimes.
It's like my right to peace and quiet versus their right to that express themselves at top volume. Tough one.
Exactly. And your account suggests that the mediation, even though you went into it with the best intentions, it couldn't fix the real issue.
Okay, which brings us to the Mrs. Eleanor chapter of this whole thing. For those who haven't met a Mrs. Eleanor in their lives, what makes her involvement so important?
Mrs. Eleanor is a perfect example of what informal mediation can do, especially when it comes from someone who really knows the community.
She wasn't some random mediator who shows up, reads a script, and leaves.
Right.
She was invested.
Exactly. She was a neighbor. And more than that, she understood the situation in a way that someone coming in from the outside just couldn't. And she used that to her advantage, which is amazing.
Yeah. And you could tell, even just reading your account, she knew exactly how to talk to each of them. You know what I mean? It wasn't just what she said, but how she said it.
And she recognized something really important sometimes, those conflicts that seem so loud and aggressive. They're actually, well, they're kind of a cry for help, a cry for someone to just not get them, you know?
Oh, that's so true. It's like we all want to be seen and heard, even if we're not great at showing it sometimes.
Exactly. And think about how Mr. Harris changed during that private talk with her. He went from defensive to, well, almost apologetic, right? He admitted that he hadn't meant to cause harm, which...
Huge.
Yeah.
And suddenly, even the blue hair thing, as ridiculous as it sounds, it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
In the context of his worldview.
It's not about saying it was okay, but understanding where it was coming from. And when you have that understanding, you can start to actually talk to each other again.
It's amazing what a little understanding can do. And it wasn't just a ceasefire, you guys, actually. Well, you became a community. You even mentioned a potluck in the backyard.
Right. From adversaries to, well, almost friends.
It's kind of heartwarming, honestly. Yeah. Proof that sometimes all it takes is talking to each other.
We're social creatures, even when we're being territorial. Deep down, we want to connect. And sometimes that means working through a disagreement to get there.
Totally. Okay, but before we wrap up this whole saga, we have to talk about your counter noise campaign. The strategic use of household objects at high volume. Was that really necessary or just really satisfying?
Maybe a little of both. When we feel powerless, we look for ways to take back control, even if it's just banging pots when a certain song comes on.
So it's like, oh, you want to play that game? Game on.
And while I don't know if I'd recommend it as a first resort, it sounds like in your case, it helped shift things just enough for Mrs. Eleanor to work her magic.
Chaos, then calm. It's a pattern, right? Okay. So as we wrap up, what's the big takeaway? The one thing you'd want our listener, really any listener, to ask themselves if they're dealing with a neighbor from, you know, that side of the street.
It's simple, but important. Ask yourself, what story am I telling myself about this person, about this situation? We all do it, create narratives, make assumptions. But what if we tried a little curiosity instead? What if we looked for the human, even when it's hard? It might not solve everything, but it could open up possibilities that weren't there before.
Oh, I like that. Choose curiosity. What a concept. And honestly, that's good advice for, well, just about everything, isn't it? So listener, thank you for reminding us that even in the most frustrating situations, there's usually more to the story.
Absolutely.
To everyone listening, if you're dealing with a difficult neighbor right now, remember, you're not alone. Take a deep breath, channel your inner Mrs. Eleanor, and maybe tap into a little bit of that curiosity. You never know where it might lead.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.